So the week might well be remembered for, apart from the America's Cup, of course, the scrap over medium rare burgers and the government's desire to have restaurants cook meat at higher temperatures for longer. Now, Bill Marler knows all about this. He has represented the victims of nearly every foodborne illness outbreak in the States over the last couple of decades. The famous Jack-in-the-Box E. coli breakout, outbreak, which came from undercooked burgers. His client won more than $15 million US dollars, and Bill Marler happens to be in the country and is with us. Bill, good morning to you.
Good morning. Congratulations on the America's Cup.
Thank you very much. We're very happy. It's been a big week for us. Now, legally, how big is food safety in America?
Well, we've made a lot of improvements. I mean, we made the changes on the cooking temperatures about 25 years ago. And since then, E. coli cases linked to hamburgers have become a smaller and smaller part of my business. That used to be pretty much all that I did. So, I mean, it's really been a success. And, you know, frankly, I'm here at a food safety conference and was a little bit surprised that, the government was making this move at this point to have burgers cooked better and well. And so I'm hopeful that the public pays a little of attention to this because, you know, it can really cause some damage to consumers, especially children.
What would your argument be for people who go, look, if I want to eat a medium rare burger, I should be able to because that's my right. And if I own a restaurant, I should be able to cook it that way. And if you don't like it, don't order it.
I have to respect that because you guys also do bungee jumping and zorbing and all kinds of other stuff. And I get it. But the reality is that, you know, I've seen the other side of undercooked hamburgers, and that is, you know, in the Jack in the Box case, four kids died. 60 of them developed acute kidney failure, some with brain injuries. So, I mean, I've seen the bad side of undercooked hamburgers. And so, for happy, healthy adults, you know, knock yourself out if you're, you know, and do it. But if, you know, if it's your child or your pregnant wife or your elderly parent, it's not a good idea.
I got to tell you, America does the burger very well, has done for years because you invented it. And my understanding is you can still order a medium rare burger in America and it seems to come out medium rare and presumably it's not going to make you ill.
Well, that's not true. The rules are that that all hamburger is supposed to be cooked to 155 degrees internal temperature, which is about 68 degrees Celsius. People can order burgers, but they're taking an extreme risk. Most restaurants, however, will only cook hamburgers to well done. And most hamburgers in the United States are, in fact, cooked well done. And people still, you know, eat more hamburgers in the United States than anywhere else in the world.
Yeah. From your point of view, legally speaking, we view the American market in terms of law as interesting. That joke end of the market where you choke on an ice cube or your tea was too hot at McDonald's and you end up getting $17 million. Is all of that real or is that just a myth?
It's mostly a myth. That hot coffee case, I actually was involved in that case, and the client didn't get $17 million. She got $400,000. And what we learned during the course of that litigation was that McDonald's was cranking up the temperature of the coffee to such a degree and that they had 700 other people burned with third-degree burns. And so it's, you know, what happens sometimes, you know, urban legends or myths get out there about the, you know, the facts of a lawsuit. So, I mean, there's always good criticism, as there should be against lawyers and laws. But, you know, with respect to cooking hamburgers, as I said, you know, if you're a, you know, happy, healthy 20, 30, 40, 50-year-old person with no illnesses, you know, go ahead and eat your hamburger raw. You know, go jump off a bridge with a bungee or not. But if, it's a child, it's an elderly person or a pregnant woman, you need to be careful. And cooking your hamburgers well is not going to kill you. Undercooking them might.
Bill, appreciate your time. You have a great stay in the country. Bill Marler, U.S. food safety advocate and lawyer with us this morning.